Hey, Potters! Welcome to episode 251 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay! Woohoo!
I like that she muted herself on the woohoo.
I did! I didn't want to max out the volume.
The audio not peaking makes me very happy, so I don't have to fix it later, so thank you.
We can do that stuff later. Yeah. I was going to start the episode with hello again, but I didn't, because I know that messes up the montage at the end of the year.
Yes.
And the reason I was going to say hello again is, speaking of cosplay updates, I'm just going to segue straight into them.
Because
I don't have anything to show you, but I did want to mention that Pura is back. Because they are making a Japanese anime of Ruby.
I've yet to look tell me about it.
It's going to be an alternate universe while the students are still at Beacon. So she's still going to be alive. Spoilers. Sorry. If you haven't seen it by now, Ruby is like many seasons past that.
It's at least, what, a decade old now? Let's see. It started in 2013.
Nearly.
It's almost a decade.
Yeah.
Ah, good lord.
So, needless to say, I am very, very happy to see her come back. And not only is she back, she has a new outfit. In fact, all of them have new outfits. They're winter themed. And Pura's is literally winter themed, as in the character. Well, technically it's Weiss themed, but I was trying to make a punny. Anyways, I'm going to take my birthday money that I received and I'm going to use that to purchase the fabric, because it's a gradient dye. And I don't feel confident, based on the way that they did it, I don't feel confident I could do it myself. But Spoonflower, who is not sponsoring the show, this is just because I know of Spoonflower, they have a gradient of this. I will have to make do with 2 yards, because it is $24 a yard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I can do it, because it is a sheath dress. So it's not full, it's not floor length. The front hem actually has a sort of shell effect, so it's not straight across. And there are no straps or anything. She's actually wearing a bolero jacket of a completely different color and a completely different fabric. So I think I can get away with doing it in 2 yards. Just the question is, can I actually do it and cut the pieces on the correct bias and get the gradient to actually flow all the way down the dress? I'm very, very excited about this Ruby anime, because yay Pura.
That's really the only reason. It's yay Pura. It looks pretty. While you were speaking, I went to go Google it and I was like, oh, so that's what it looks like. So, okay.
But yay, I'm excited. And it will be a comfortable costume.
It's always important.
Very, very little. I can't even really call it armor. It's more like accessories. Like she has one of her bracelets. And I think she has some sort of clasp at her bolero jacket. That's pretty much it.
Nice.
There are no hard pieces anywhere.
That'll make it
yay.
Much easier.
It'll make it better to transport too, because as I've been doing my spring cleaning, sorry, I'm not meaning to jabber on. When I did my spring cleaning, I came upon the foam pieces I made for Athena, which does have armor. It has an armored corset and bracelets on her biceps. And I found the ones that I had made, and there's no damage to them. They're fine. But apparently after a while, the foam gets hard. And I did not coat it in shellac. I did not use styrene. I did not use anything that would give it any reason to be hard. But it is hard to the point of cracking. So I have many questions about why it is that way. Like, what made the foam stiffen effectively? Because I used Hexflex on it, so it shouldn't be stiff.
No, it shouldn't.
But it is. And all of the decor, the embellishment pieces that I'd cut out of foam were also stiff to the point where when I tried to move them, they cracked. So I'm going to have to remake all of it.
That's weird.
It is very weird. But hey, Darice sells the rolls of foam once more.
Yeah, you can always get the rolls
when I was making it. So I'm getting a... Actually, no. I can't get a roll because I told myself no more purchases. So it may just have to wait until next year, assuming that, you know, my housing situation gets better. But Yeah. If anybody knows the cause behind that, whether, does foam just over time degrade and get stiff? Like, is that something I need to worry about for my cosplay now?
It's like specifically it's craft foam, but that one's weird to me.
Yeah.
And like I could understand if you had some, if you did something on top of it that was meant to stiffen it, but you
Right.
didn't. So it's just weird.
No, I've stopped doing that for that reason. Because if I want it to be stiff, I'll just use styrene over the top. I won't like fiberglass it or anything anymore
Right.
because I've learned my lesson. This is literally just foam, and in fact, even if I like squeeze it a little, you can hear it crack. And
That's
it's
so
like it's not
weird.
supposed
It's
to
defective
do that.
foam.
It might seriously just be defective foam. I don't know. I've never had that happen with any other cosplay before.
Yeah, that's weird.
My Umi cosplay has foam armor. My Lina cosplay has foam armor. My Presea from Rayearth has foam armor. None of them have ever had that problem. Only this one. And I'm just completely flummoxed.
That's weird.
But that's all I have for cosplay updates. Back to you.
Well, I do have a fun cosplay update. I'm gonna pull it out over here. Whoop. I have been working on my bulb backpack, which you can't really see in the frame because it's so
I thought it
big.
was a hat at first.
You can't see it in the frame. It's so big. It's actually not that big. It just looks big because of the way the camera is set up right now. But yes, I've been
So
working
it's
on my
about the size
backpack.
of your head, right?
And it's
Close to
squishy
it.
and it's soft. Yeah, this is what I've been working on for the last 2 weeks is getting this together to start finalizing my big Bulbasaur project, and it's been fun. I've been trying to figure out the pattern on this thing. I wanted to keep it simple. I didn't want to make it too oversized because then if it got too comical, it would overshadow the prettiness of the outfit. So I was like, let's keep it small, but I still want it to be functional. It's not quite finished yet. As you can see, I still got to get the zipper in here. That's the next step. Yay. But it does have a full lining that you can easily take out so it can be washed. And I tried to make sure that I did this in such a way that you could still travel with it so I can squish it down when necessary, but there is interfacing in here as well as some quilter's batting. So that way, all I need to do is just quickly fluff it back up and then it is good to go again. So I'm very happy with how this turned out. Very simple strapping system. I didn't go for anything too fancy. I didn't want to deal with belts or buckles or any of that nonsense. I just wanted something simple and easy where I can just shove my water bottle in here and be a happy camper. That was really all that I cared about. So I have achieved that with this. And for my first time making something like this, it turned out pretty darn cute. I am happy with it. It'll look a lot better once I get the zipper in for sure, because I've noticed that even just when it sits down on the table, I'm like, that looks really cool. And I am grateful for it. It sits really nicely on the back too. It kind of peeks out just the way that you want it to. So yeah, my Bulbasaur bulb, it's getting all squishy now.
Plus, since it's soft, it'll transport easily to conventions.
Exactly. I don't care because you can't damage this thing. I mean, you could damage it with paint or stains or something, but the whole thing
But not
is
by
fat.
weight.
Yeah, the whole thing is made out of fabric, so if something were to happen to it, I can shove this in the washing machine and it'll be just fine, which is great too. So, yay! It's gonna be awesome! I just gotta do the zipper part now. Lord help me, this is gonna take forever. Probably gonna be a lot of hand stitching, which I'm not looking forward to.
Yes, the zipper is always, at least for me, one of the hardest parts of any cosplay, whether it's an accessory or a dress or whatever. I hate zippers.
I hate zippers. At some point, we'll have a zipper hack tutorial because I used it on the dress, and the zipper hack was the best thing I have ever done with that because it's the first time I installed a zipper and it looks nice and proper. And I didn't have to take it out 20 times to readjust it. So yeah, I can't do it with this though, unfortunately, because of the way that it's designed. It's literally like, yeah, I'm gonna have to do this by hand, and I'm gonna hate my life. But at least it'll be installed properly. So hey. But yeah, there you go. This is what I've been working on. Soon I'll have another costume done. When I'll wear it, I have no stinking clue, but it'll be done. Yay! What I'll work on next? I don't know. Maybe make more masks. I need to update some masks.
Yeah, I need to. I have one more fabric fat quarter left that I need to use up that I bought for masks.
Yep. I've got a couple of different patterns and cutesy stuff. Like I got one the other day that is My Neighbor Totoro. It's really, really cute fabric, so I will definitely be making like at least two or three masks out of it. There we go. Those are my cosplay updates. Yay! I don't have as much as Amber. It's fine.
I didn't even really have cosplay updates. I just kind of rambled.
You can do a little bit of rambling. It's okay. It's just us.
I'm just so excited Pyrrha's back.
Amber's a fangirl for Pyrrha.
I am. Still need to make my Pyrrha Jedi, for which I do have the supplies.
Ah.
I've had them for a while. The only thing I don't have is the lightsaber, and that's fairly expensive,
Those are
so it's just going to
expensive.
have to wait for a year. I mean, I could eventually make it. I would eventually figure it out, but it's much easier for those, as complicated as they are, to buy them pre-made.
It is all good in the hood.
All right, well, speaking of making cosplays,
Yeah.
let's move on to our topic today.
Yeah, our topic is something a little bit more lighthearted and a little bit more fun, and our chat is welcome to jump in and tell us your thoughts too. We thought we would show or cover 10 things we wish we knew about cosplay before we started. Pretty straightforward, but I mean, there's things that we've learned over the last, oh God, 20 plus years that we've been doing this, because, it is getting that close for some of us. And I mean, this is good, helpful knowledge as more and more people are jumping into cosplay because of social media and conventions are coming back to in person. That, we have this wealth of knowledge. Let's go ahead and share it with everybody. And maybe people can use that to, as their jumping off point when they make their next costume or buy their next costume or whatever they opt to do.
Indeed, or if they're making their first costume.
Yeah.
So, would you like to start, or shall I?
You start first.
Okay. Well, speaking of things before you start a costume, probably the biggest thing that I've learned over time is you need to know how to manage your time. And I know that's a buzzy catchword in business and things like that. But it really is kind of a fundamental skill when you think about it, is being able to not only set aside time to be able to work on the various parts of your cosplay, which is part of time management, but it's also something you learn from experience is knowing how long something will take.
Right.
Because if I say, okay, well, I can work on my cosplay an hour a day, that's great. Do you know how long it's going to take to make that dress? How many sessions? Do you know how long it's going to take to make that prop?
Right.
How about doing the makeup for the costume? How about styling the wig? That sort of thing. And if you don't know how to do those things, then you also need to allot time for teaching yourself or learning, whether it's taking a class, watching a YouTube tutorial, which we didn't have. We've learned this over the years, reading a book. However you need to do it, you also need to allot the time to learn how to do the thing that you want to do. And then finally, you'll want to add a buffer onto each one of those segments that you're slotting for yourself in terms of time because, well, life gets in the way sometimes and you don't get to work on the thing that you want to work on as long as you had planned to work on it. Or sometimes you might mess up and you may have to go back and redo something and it may take you twice as long. Or you may end up deciding to change your cosplay up. Maybe part of the cosplay doesn't fit you the way that you thought it would, or maybe it doesn't, look as shiny and bedazzly as you want it to. So you want to add some accessories to it, or you want to add some embroidery to it, or something. Something you didn't originally plan for. Well, this is why you build in, a little bit of extra buffer so that you can have those moments. You can say, oh, well, excuse me, I want to add beads to this, or I want to add sequins to this. That takes extra time. And I would also say, don't bother like doing the whole 3 days before the con thing. That's not time management. I won't even count that as time
That doesn't
management.
count.
I don't care how you arrange your time in 72 hours. I don't care. That is not time management. Plan it before the convention, like long before the convention is going to happen. Then decide, okay, I've got this much time to work on my cosplay. These are the different components that I have to make for this cosplay to be successful. Okay, how long is each of those going to take? And start just kind of tentatively planning everything out. You don't have to have everything in stone. You don't have to be an expert. Some things you won't know until you actually do it, but you can at least have a good general idea. And I think that will help you be a lot more successful in making your cosplay by having a plan instead of doing it very ad hoc, which is the 3 days before the convention method, in which you basically pray that you get everything done. And then those nightmares of you forgetting pieces of your costume or, missing things, having things break has a much better chance of coming true at the convention. I hate those nightmares. I still have them.
We all get them. Well, my first one is there's a lot of math involved. And truly, there is a lot of math involved. You don't think about it, but then when you sit down and start planning out what your costume's going to be, whether you're opting to buy it from somewhere and you need to create a budget to figure out, okay, I can afford this, this, and this, and I got to get all of these pieces done. I mean, there's addition and subtraction with that, sometimes multiplication if you got to buy five of something on top of that, or if you're going through and you're making a pattern or you're sewing the costume yourself or you're making the armor, you got to think about curves, you got to think about circles, you got to think about the radius and the diameter, and you got to sometimes triangulate things. I mean, I had to do a lot of math to make this. I had to figure out the diameter of the circle many, many times, and I was really annoyed with it. There's a lot of math involved. People don't tell you how many real-world applications math is required when it comes to crafting. Pretty much every stinking craft out there requires some form of math. Try your best. If you don't know how to, there are tons of tools on the internet to help you out. There are loads of easy calculators on how to make a circle skirt so that way you know that you got the right waist size, the right length, and all that fun stuff. You have your phone. Our phones are calculators. They can do all that math for you. You can trust that math and it'll be okay. It's just something to kind of keep in mind is when you're diving into it and you're wondering, wait, how do I make the circle happen? You have to do some math. And it can be a hurdle to overcome. It's a hurdle I still overcome every stinking time I have to do it, but you can do it, I promise you. Math is not the enemy. Sometimes it may feel like it, though.
And some phones will even measure things for you.
Oh, yes. I need to get one of those apps on my phone. I would be so happy.
Yeah, there's a lot of helpful gadgets that we have now that we didn't have when we started doing cosplay, and phones are definitely one of them.
Absolutely.
Not that they didn't have phones, but I mean phones that have like crafting apps.
Exactly. We still had flip phones. They didn't do much of anything.
Or what they call chocolate bar phones.
Woo!
Now, with that said, even if you have trouble with parts of your costume, whether it's, not having enough time to finish something or not understanding the math and maybe it takes you a little longer than you thought it would, it's okay to not finish a costume in time for a specific convention. It's perfectly okay. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yes.
Even when you start out in cosplay, we still kind of give the same advice, which is to start out small and to start out with something that your current skill set can handle. So, in other words, don't bite off more than you can chew, at least certainly for your first cosplay, because when you do that, you're more likely to not finish it in time just due to lack of experience and skill. And you'll get that over time. You'll definitely get that over time. You'll build it up. But you'll kind of have this negative feeling, I think, towards cosplay if you don't finish it, especially if it's for a specific convention. And you'll kind of internalize that guilt and think, like, oh, well, it was my fault. I should have done this. I should have done that. And we don't want you to feel negative about cosplay. Cosplay is supposed to be a very happy, fun hobby, something that brings you great joy, that allows you to hang out with your friends and spend a good time, whether it's at a convention or a photo shoot or wherever you're wearing your costume. It's supposed to be fun. And so to have the greatest chance of you taking that positive experience from cosplay, you kind of have to take a little bit of the stress away in terms of finishing that costume. If you need to buy a costume to wear to a con, that's perfectly cool. If you need to do a closet cosplay, if you need to just, modify regular clothing so that you can be that character in casual clothing, that's cool too. If you need to make the costume that you had planned to make a little bit more simple in its execution, maybe drop some of the embroidery, maybe drop some of the accessories. That's perfectly okay too. All of those things are okay. There's no written rules. There's no, governing cosplay body that says you have to wear a costume this way. And if you don't do it this way, you can't wear it. Cosplay doesn't work like that. And anybody that tells you otherwise is wrong. It's that simple. So don't be afraid to set the cosplay aside if you need to. It's cool. Plenty of people go to conventions in casual clothes, not in cosplay at all. Not even casual cosplay, not closet cosplay, just like jeans and a t-shirt. That's okay too. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no reason for you to stress and destroy your health over a costume. No costume is worth that, ever. Even if it was a $100,000 cosplay contest, not worth your health. So just take it easy. It's fun. Have fun.
Have fun. The fun is the important part.
Yes.
Okay, so my next one is makeup. Yes, you need to use it, and yes, you should take your time to learn it. Yes, makeup has no gender. That means everybody and anybody, regardless of your status, can wear makeup and should wear makeup. Think of makeup as kind of like the finishing touch to your cosplay. Because the great thing about it is that it helps you transform into the character that you want to be. It helps solidify, like, okay, this is me. I am now from Valerie, and now I have turned into Sailor Moon. Okay? Like, having that makeup really completes that transformation, and it takes you full force into the character. It is very much worth the time and your energy to learn how to apply makeup, how to make yourself look like the character, learn how to do the contouring, what the foundation you use, how to change the color of your eyebrows, like the full nines. You don't have to go buy fancy tools or fancy makeup if you don't have the budget for it. That is totally okay. I've shown before on many, many episodes ago about what makeup brushes to use. You can get a makeup brush kit for like $10 and it'd still be a great kit for you. Absolutely can do that. And as I said, any gender can do it. There is no reason why a man can't wear makeup. They do it all
Many
the
men do.
time. Many men do. They absolutely do in their day-to-day lives because they want to, or because it's part of their job if they are an actor. They absolutely have to do it then. Anybody can wear makeup. There is no gender restriction on it. Nice thing about makeup too, especially when it comes to photos, is that it helps keep your face nice and clean. You don't have to worry about a bunch of pores showing up in photos. It helps give a nice clean look to it, so there's less photoshopping involved. For those who have done photoshopping or know anything about photoshopping, every little bit of time you take photoshopping costs more money. If you want to save money, helps to have a clean face with makeup on. I can tell you that from personal experience. And makeup can be exhilarating. It can be fun. It can be playful. It just makes everything so much more cool and inviting and invigorating, and you just get to have just this transformation happen in front of your eyes. Like, I went from normal everyday me to superhero, and it just feels awesome. It's worth the time and the effort to help you complete the costume.
And quick reminder, makeup expires. So please do not practice with expired makeup, or you will have the problem that Amber is having right now, which is a massive breakout.
Change out your makeup. Make sure you check it.
Yes. And mine is not due to expired makeup,
No.
but you will have this happen to you if you try it. And incidentally, if you don't know how to do makeup, you can go to your local Ulta, your local Sephora, your local store that sells makeup, and they will do tutorials for you.
Oh, yeah,
They're not
absolutely.
free, but it may just be a part of the investment you make in your cosplay because then you can take those techniques and use them on other cosplays.
And there are so many beauty VTubers out there that it is just astronomical. You could just type up makeup tips and you'll probably have a million videos to look at. So there are tons of options out there.
Oh yeah. And if you need specific techniques like makeup to look like a different gender, makeup to look like specific character, makeup to do X or make my face look X, all of them are on YouTube.
They exist. We can promise you.
Yes. Yes. All right. And speaking of tailoring your look, not only would you want to tailor your makeup to your character and to your face, you also want to tailor your costume itself to your body, because most of us don't have the same body as anybody else. We are very unique individuals, and so the same outfit will look different depending on who's wearing it. And of course, as with makeup, you want to look your best in photos, you know, Vogue and all that good stuff. And you want to have the same benefit that your face gets from having makeup to also apply to your body. You want to look your best on film. And to do that, you need to basically accent the best features of your body. And we all have them. Every body has its good features and you want to feature them. You want to highlight those and minimize places that you may not want to show on camera. And that's individual to the person. So if you want to highlight, you know, maybe you have really good broad shoulders because you work out a lot. Great. Tailor your costume that way. Or maybe you want to show off some really nice arm muscles. There's tailoring for that too. You want the costume to look fitted as though it's for you as an individual and not just bought off the rack at a store. Which they're going to say, well, didn't you just say it's okay to buy cosplay? Yeah. It's absolutely fine to buy your own cosplay. If you want to buy it off the rack at Party City, great. Spirit Halloween, great. If you want to buy it from somebody on the internet that you commission, also great. All of those things are wonderful. But those are also mass-produced, one-size-fits-all type costumes. They're not meant for individual people. And so the costume may hang weirdly in certain places on you that it wouldn't on someone else, or maybe it's too tight in places. And so we have tailoring for that. We have couture techniques that have been developed literally over centuries to make clothing fit the human body. And if you don't know how to do tailoring yourself, that's okay. Because again, YouTube has tutorials on literally everything now. There are also books on tailoring, which we've actually done some reviews for in our past shows. But not only that, there are still tailors around where you live. You can take your costume into a tailor and they will fit it to you and they will make the alterations for you. So even if you don't want to do it yourself, don't have the time to learn, you can still have it done. And it's highly encouraged that you do have it done because you'll look so much better. Your silhouette will be different when you have it fit to you as an individual than if you buy it off the rack or, you know, receive it in the mail if you order from an online store. So always recommended that you tailor, even store-bought costumes can be tailored. Please tailor it to yourself.
I think it's important to remember that you don't have to sacrifice accuracy for a costume to fit you. Like, we understand that, especially with anime, video game, manga characters,
no seams.
Have like no seams anywhere. And like, let's be honest, that's not real. No clothing works that way ever. You can have seams on your costume. Nobody is going to care about it. If you're concerned about accuracy for a cosplay contest, as judges, we can tell you we don't care because we want the costume to fit you. We don't want you to be having to squeeze into it within an inch of your life that you can't breathe for the sake of accuracy. We want it to fit you and we want it to be a proper garment, not an ill-conceived 3D garment because some anime person could not draw seams on it. So you can sacrifice that accuracy for it to fit you well. It is okay.
If you need to add seams, go ahead and add
seams.
Do it! If you need to remove them, go ahead and remove them.
Yes.
It's perfectly okay. Again, there is no governing cosplay body that says you must cosplay this way. No, you cosplay how you want to cosplay. Everybody else can deal.
Exactly. Amber with the sass.
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand. So my next one is, just because you said yes to a cosplay or a group in the past doesn't mean you have to do it. It's because our interests change. Or maybe the friend group that we were going to cosplay with has, kind of dissolved over the years because of tensions or something. Or maybe you felt kind of guilt tripped to go be a part of the group because you really wanted to be involved with these cool people. And then you were like, well, I don't really like the character, so why do I want to make a cosplay for a character that I don't really like? It's just, You could say yes at the beginning, but you know what? Things change, people change, we change. It's okay over time to be like, you know what? I don't want to make that costume anymore. It's just not me. It's not my style. I don't want to learn how to do that technique, or I'm over that series. They did something bad to those characters, and I just don't want to think about it anymore. Whatever your reasons are, it is totally okay. You can change your mind because at the end of the day, it's you, your costume, and what you want to do with it. And if you decide, I don't want to cosplay it anymore, then don't cosplay it. Do something else. Simple as that. Only ones who is going to be mad about it are the people who really don't care about you. And if they don't care about you, they're not worth having in your life.
Val with sass. We're
I'm
getting into the sassy part of
doing the
cosplay.
sassy stuff now.
Now, Amaris actually said something in chat that relates to the next point that I'm going to bring up, and that's that you're going to make mistakes, and that is okay. It is okay to take your time. It is right to put safety first. But even despite all of your best efforts, you are going to make mistakes. And that's okay. I feel like this should be the title of a children's book. You're going to make mistakes, and that's
That's
okay.
okay.
Cosplay is kind of an imperfect art where we're learning kind of by doing. It's we're trying to produce something in 3D form that was not intended to be produced in 3D form in some ways. Because sometimes our ideas come out of a book. Sometimes they come out of a video game. Sometimes they're coming off of an illustration that you commission from somebody. These things were not necessarily meant to exist in real life. And so we kind of have to MacGyver our way through it and invent and experiment and do things to make it come to life. And it's an imperfect art doing that. And we're also imperfect beings doing that imperfect art. Sometimes you'll lose focus. Maybe you're working on cosplay while tired. Maybe life gets in the way. Family members need your attention. An emergency happens. Maybe something comes up on the TV that's incredibly riveting that you just suddenly need to pay attention to. And you'll make a mistake because we are human. We are not perfect. We are not robots. And actually, even robots make mistakes. So keep that in mind, too. But all it takes is a split second, and then mistake happens. Don't take it personally because it's not even necessarily something in your control. Like, even when I'm doing my puff paint embroidery, sometimes there is an air bubble in the puff paint bottle and it explodes everywhere. And it pisses me off to no end. And I get upset over the mistake, even though there is literally nothing I could have done about it. I can't control air. If I could, I would be Storm. But since I can't control that, I had to teach myself over time, like, I can't take it personally. It was not my fault. I should not blame myself for not being dexterous enough or not being good, like having the skill that's high level enough to do this. It's not something that I did. Now, I can go and fix it. I'll go and take my toothpick and scrape off the explosion and just move on with my day. But I try not to get too upset about it because everything can be fixed. Everything can be fixed. Whether that's starting over, whether it's disguising it as something else, whether you're covering it up. No matter what you do, as Bob Ross says, there are no mistakes. There are only happy accidents. So turn it into a happy accident. Make it look cool. Own the mistake. and turn it into something intentionally good instead of blaming yourself. Because in the end, you'll end up a lot happier with it. And sometimes mistakes, I'm making air quotes for those of you that are listening and not watching, end up making something really cool that you completely didn't plan on, completely didn't expect. But it turned out that way because life took an unexpected turn. And that's awesome. That's amazing. Keep it up.
Amber with the Bob Ross.
I love Bob Ross.
We all love Bob Ross. So my next one is, and this is going to be a tough one for a lot of people, I know. Try not to compare yourself to other cosplayers. Because it's very easy to drag yourself down when you analyze and nitpick your costume and think about it compared to all the other cosplayers that are out there. You could be in a convention center and there are 100 Piras and you're one of them, and you will look at the other 99 of them and be like, man, that costume's better, that one's better, that one's better, that one's better, mine looks like crap. And yet you may even have tons of people flocking to you saying, you look amazing, you look awesome, let me get your photo. And if you're just sitting there comparing your costume to all the other Piras, the other 99 Piras out there, you're just going to drag yourself down and you're not going to enjoy it. By the end of the day, you just might be like, I don't want to cosplay anymore. I'm going to throw this out. What was the point of it? Focus on what you love about your cosplay and own it. It's not about all of those other cosplayers. It's about you and doing what makes you happy and wearing the costume how you want to wear it. If you want to wear it where you've made some adjustments so that way you're more comfortable with wearing the costume, then do it. You want a costume that's more revealing and you make adjustments for that, you can do that. You want a costume that has more armor bits, you do that. Because at the end of the day, as I said previously, it's you and your costume, it's your choice. You do what you want with it. It starts taking away all of your joy and the fun of cosplay when you start comparing yourself to all the other cosplayers out there. Because I can tell you for certain, most of the other cosplayers don't care about what it is you're wearing. Instead, they'll come up to you and say, holy crap, you're another Pira. Can I get a photo with you? You look great. That's all they care about. So don't compare yourself to other people. I know that one's a really challenging thing because so many of us fall into that trap. But I can promise you, you will be so much happier about your craft when you stop thinking about how you compare yourself to others.
I fully admit I still have a hard time with that. I still find myself often comparing myself. It's not even a voluntary thing. It just kind of happens in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be worried if you still find yourself doing this. It's going to take time.
It takes time, yeah. It's not something you're going to click in your brain overnight and be like, oh, okay, I won't do that anymore. You have to be very proactive at it and realize and recognize like, oh, I'm comparing myself to this other cosplayer that's either on social media or down the hall or whatever. I need to stop, break that train of thought and focus on the things I like about my costume or focus on something else, you know, whatever you need to do to just kind of break that train. So that mm-hmm. way you can stop thinking in the negative.
Yeah. And as was mentioned in chat, be proud of the thing that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because you completed it,
yeah.
Win or lose. You did a thing.
You did a thing.
And it's not an easy thing that
no.
you did either. Cosplay is not the easiest thing in the world. It can be very challenging, not just in terms of skill, but just focus and time management and persistence and having the confidence to get up and wear this costume in front of what could be thousands of other people. And have fun doing it.
Yeah.
You should be proud of that stuff.
Be very proud of it. Because not many people are willing to, one, do it. Two, have the determination and guts to go up there and do it.
We can tell you from experience, getting up on a stage takes serious guts.
Yep.
Not everybody has the guts to do it. And that's okay.
That's okay.
You should still be proud of your efforts. On stage, off stage, doesn't matter. It took guts to do what you did. Good on you. Regardless of what anybody else says. Who cares what they say? Good on you. And speaking of persistence and guts and doing what it takes to make a cosplay, keep in mind that, again, this is cosplay. The word play is in there for a reason. This is a hobby for most people. It's a business for some, but generally it's meant to be a hobby. It is not meant to be something that completely takes over your life to the point where you start neglecting your health. Mm. No costume, as we said earlier, is worth destroying your health over, whether it's in the making of that costume, whether it's in the wearing of that costume. In other words, just for a few examples, don't feel obligated to wear a corset so tight that you literally cannot breathe. Don't feel obligated to wear a costume that is so stiff in armor that you literally cannot move. Don't feel obligated to wear a costume that literally does not allow you to go to the bathroom, to sit down, to eat, to take breaks, to conduct basic human functions, because, you know, humans have to eat, humans have to drink, humans have to use the restroom. Humans have to do all of those things. Occasionally, your legs will want to take a break because your body needs rest. That is okay. Humans also need to breathe. It's kind of a thing, you know. No cosplay is worth taking those things from you. I don't care how prestigious it is. I don't care how fancy it is. I don't care how much money is on the line for it. You are worth more than that. You are more important than that costume. Yes, I mean, we're here to talk about cosplay, but also remember that there is a human being behind that cosplay, and that is the most important part. So if you need to modify a cosplay, do it. Throw accuracy out the window. If you need to modify a costume so that you can sit down, so that you can eat, drink, whatever, please do that. If you have any sort of differently abled portions of your body that you need to make modifications for the costume so that you can move around as you need to or use supportive devices as you need to, please do. We want you to. We want you to be able to function in that costume and still have fun. Because again, play, fun, have fun cosplaying, please. It's kind of the whole point of this. And too many people, I think, get hung up on, oh, well, it has to look like it does in the picture. Or it has to look this way because I want to stand out for photos. We get it. Everyone wants to have their picture taken. That's part of the reason why we cosplay. But at the same time, it's not really worth it. Because you'll be suffering at the end of it. And that's what you'll remember. When you have memories of that cosplay, you'll remember the suffering more than the fun. And that's not cool. We want this to be fun for you. We want this to be positive. So make whatever changes you need to and chuck everyone else's opinion out the window. Yeet it.
Yeet it.
Yeet.
Okay, so our very, very last thing is don't take criticism personally. Which again, I know is a very tough one, especially in the age of social media, and we have this need to just constantly put content out there in some form or another. Even if we only post once a month, you know, we still share the content, and there are people that are still liking, they're still commenting, they're still, you know, sharing or whatever. And in that process, we know that some people are saying some negative things that you didn't ask for. Negative things that you don't want to see, negative things that will drag you down and make you not want to cosplay again, because it happens so freaking often. You need to learn to just turn that side off, ignore the comments, don't take the criticism personally, because these are people who are just there to tear you down because they can, because it's the internet, and the anonymity makes it so much easier for them to be jerks. When out in the real world, they would never say these things to your faces. I can promise you, like 99.9% of the time, in person at a convention, the chances of somebody criticizing you to your face about your costume, probably not going to happen. It's
I've never
usually,
seen it happen in my entire time of going to conventions.
yeah, it's usually done online because they can get away with it. They can be nasty jerks on the internet space because anonymity. So don't take it personally. It's not you, it's because they can be jerks. You do what you want to do. Ignore the comments. You can even turn comments off on your post. If you don't want to see comments, turn off the comments entirely. Ignore it. Just don't deal with it. And the same thing with constructive criticism. If you are posting something and you are specifically saying, I would like some feedback on this so I can learn how to improve, nothing wrong with that. You take the criticism that you want to take if you request it and then apply it further on. And you'll know if something is constructive criticism or somebody who's just being a jerk. Someone's being a jerk and just saying, this is stupid. That's not criticism. That's not a critique to help you learn. But if somebody who says, hey, I really like your fabric choice. I think you did a good job in matching the colors. I would recommend that you try pressing your seams next time because that would make the look a little bit cleaner. That's constructive criticism. There is a big difference between the two of them. And you can choose if you want to take it. You can choose if you want to leave it. Totally up to you because it's your costume. So just remember, don't look at the comments unless you really, really want to because you have constructive criticism and you are asking for the feedback. That's important. If you ask for the feedback, then people will provide you feedback. But even in those cases, people are usually really considerate about how they provide it. They make sure that they give you content that you can utilize so you can further improve yourself and your skills. Ignore the jerks, turn off the comments, do something else, keep having fun, keep enjoying the play of cosplay.
And kind of like with mistakes, remember that you don't have control over a lot of that. You don't always end up having the choice whether or not your photo's posted on the internet. Somebody else may post it on their blog,
Right, if they're
on a convention
photographer.
site, exactly. Or if they're just, rando attendee who happened to take a bunch of pictures on their phone and they upload it to their Twitter. You don't have control over that. You also don't have any control over people who comment on those posts. All you can really control are your own. So you can control what you post. And at least for me, I don't speak for Val, but for me, I highly recommend turning comments off.
Yes.
If you want to post it, your pictures and such, fantastic. Go ahead. I still highly recommend that you turn comments off just to avoid the stress. If you want feedback, constructive feedback, then specifically ask for that. Like, say, please give me constructive feedback. Don't use the word criticism, please. Feedback. And then you can turn comments on, and that way you get that constructive feedback that you were looking for instead of just opening it to the world of, trolls and 4chan and such. Because some people are just fools and
Yeah.
they do it because not only because they can, but because it makes them feel better. It makes them feel like they're in power. And you don't really need to give them that power.
No, you keep it for yourself. It's your cosplay. You do what you want with it. You can share it with the world and feel free to just turn off the comments so you don't have to deal with any of that negativity.
And, if you end up feeling like your costume didn't quite turn out the way that you wanted, maybe the pictures don't quite look the way that you would like them to look, you can always go for a professional photo shoot.
Yeah.
You can get nice photos made of your costume. Use those makeup techniques. Tailor your costume. Do all of the things that are in your power to make that costume look 110% awesome. And then go treat yourself to a really nice photo shoot where you'll have amazing pictures of you in that costume. Because you deserve to look good and you deserve to appreciate all the work that you did. Congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back, because again, cosplay is hard, and go out and kick some serious butt.
There you go. 10 things we wish we knew about cosplay.
Indeed, things we have learned over the past several years of cosplaying
And then
at
some.
many, many, many conventions. But we hope those were helpful tips. We hope those prove useful, especially to those of you who may be struggling with some of those things or just starting out in the world of cosplay. And again, it comes with experience. Don't worry, you will get there.
Oh, yes.
I promise you will get there. And then you can take those same tips and you can teach them to the other cosplayers in the generation after you.
There you go.
pay it forward. And on that note, of course, if you would like to join in the conversation and let tips are for different things that you've learned about the world of cosplay that you wish you knew when you had first started, or of course, if you would like to let us know what sort of tips you might give Nick Cage if he wanted to start cosplaying, feel free to let us know and join in the conversation via any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
If you are watching us, all the information is located underneath Amber. If you are listening in, visit us at cospod.org or on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast or on YouTube and Twitter at cospodcast.
You can also email us if you would like, podcast@cospod.org, where you will get an answer from each of us and probably at least one Nick Cage meme.
I'm still keeping up with it.
Indeed. Otherwise, we wish you guys happy cosplaying. Please stay safe out there, stay healthy, keep working on those cosplays so that we can all join up together at our next local convention, ASAP. Otherwise, we will see you guys next time in episode 252. Happy cosplaying, everybody.